This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे।
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade.
भारत दुनिया की एकमात्र बड़ी इकोनॉमी है जिसने एक दशक में जीडीपी को डबल किया है। आज दुनिया के 100 से अधिक देश भारत में एफडीआई के जरिए निवेश कर रहे हैं। वर्ष 2014 से पहले के 10 वर्षों की तुलना में भारत में 2.5 गुना से अधिक एफडीआई आया है और ज्यादा विदेशी निवेश का अर्थ है भारत के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर।
Union Minister of State for Cooperation and Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol has said that India will soon become the world's third largest economy. The 18th phase of the Rozgar Mela was organized today at the group center of the Central Reserve Police Force CRPF in Pune. Minister Mohol was speaking while guiding the newly appointed candidates. Minister of State for Rural Development Kamlesh Paswan today handed over appointment letters to 366 newly recruited candidates for various central government organizations in Dimapur. The 18th tranche of the Rozgar Mela program was held at the Assam Rifles Training Center and School, Dimapur. Addressing the event, Mr. Paswan said the Rozgar Mela reflects Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to create employment opportunities for the youth of the country. In Sikkim, 80 candidates were handed over appointment letters today at Rozgar Mela held at ITBP Sector Headquarter in Gangtok. DIG of ITBP Sector Headquarter, Gangtok, Sanjeev Kumar Singh, was the chief guest at the event. Mr. Singh and other dignitaries handed over the appointment letters to the candidates. In a speech, the DIG urged the candidates to serve the nation dedicatedly. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa will arrive in New Delhi today to take forward the work on the proposed trade agreement between India and the European Union. The visit will focus on strengthening economic ties and deepening cooperation between Europe and India. Earlier, Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, arrived in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the visit comes at an opportune moment to further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces gunned down a dreaded commander of Jaish-e-Mohammed JEM outfit and Pakistani terrorist Osman alias Abu Mavia at village Parhetar in upper reaches of Bilawar area of Kathua district yesterday. Osman was operating in the mountains of Kathua and Udhampur districts and was involved in several attacks on security forces in the hilly belt there. Inspector General of Police of Jammu Range, Bhim Sen Tuti, said the terrorist was gunned down during a joint operation in the general area of Bilawar. In the Women's Premier League cricket, table toppers Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals, currently placed fourth on the points table, in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.